It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
My dad was a circus freak, but my mom don't remember which one. I like to think it was a little bit of all of them.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
My dad was a circus freak, but my mom don't remember which one.
Boobies! 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 Boobies!
Were there orgies as well? Many, many men and women together.
Oh, rats. I messed that whole thing up.
I thought it was fine.
Can we start? You turn your microphone on.
You see, no, here, watch this. Look at this.
What?
I'm going to turn off Katie's mic, okay?
Okay,
all right. Hi, I'm talking right now, and I'm going to turn off.
So that happens when you turn on Katie's microphone?
Hey, now you can hear me.
No one's understanding what's going on right now.
This board is haunted.
Can you start Frank again, please?
Can I?
All right, thank you.
Delirious. Absolutely deliriously happy.
I don't like spam!
Frank Sinatra. Oh, man, I'm sorry. He's got to start it again.
Here's Frank to sing.
Take three. This is the good one.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, ass. I really appreciate that. How's that finger?
I'm Rob White.
All right, here we go.
Okay, here we go. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Let me know when you're ready.
Go!
Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic. It's beautiful.
Cool. Boobs. Awesome.
Boobies.
I bet you ain't never even been laid. How about that?
Oh, how about that? Why did you have to say how about that?
Start it again. I want to take you again.
John,
here we go.
Take four.
Oh, God.
I'd like to take
You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back. We're having a good time.
Hello,
BYOB
guys.
Friday. We've got Katie in here. We've got the big party on the 8th night at Bungalow Billiards. Join Hit us. The music, please.
That's what's going on around the country. Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
You said balls.
Hey, what's going on this side?
Boobies. I've
got you. Thank you very much.
There you have
Nicely
it.
Done.
Oh, there you have
just
it.
Just like to make sure.
Well played.
We are broadcasting live here from Fairfax in moments from now. We will be winging our way out to Chantilly.
No, we're driving.
Chantilly, Virginia, to Bungalow Billiards for the big party on the 8th. Now, we have tried to get in touch with some of the Buzz Babes. They're incommunicado. Is that the way it's going right now?
I can't get them to answer their phones.
Really? They're having, a pretty party?
Yes.
Is that what you said it was?
Which, of course, it means they're probably touching each other.
Thank you very much. We're playing the top 10 worst songs of all time. According to this list, we're going to have our own little survey next week at MikeOMaraShow.com. That should be a lot of fun. I do want to thank Colorworks. They hook us up every time when it comes to T-shirts, so they're the best. Colorworks made the limited edition Party on the 8 tees that you can purchase tonight, and also call James at Colorworks. That's in Kensington, 301, Colorworks Promotions, 301-933-3559, or online at colorworkspromotions.com.
And we thank them.
We're not going to get a chance to play our 5 and 10 game today.
Not today.
The 5-10 challenge. But
perhaps another time?
We will do this on Monday, and we'll have a brief example of how the game works, and this gives you a little heads up on what we're going to do on Monday's show. We're going to play this game. We're going to give you different
subject areas.
Subject areas. Uh-huh. And you have to name 5 things. For example, the way the game will work, if you can name in 10 seconds, and I'm supposed to do it like this, right, Rob?
Got a 10-second timer.
I hit find and what?
Enter.
And enter. Okay, hold on a second. That didn't work.
It didn't?
Find, enter, and then. Okay, very good. You'll have 10 seconds to tell us 5 things, and I'll do it with you first, Buzz.
All right.
5 things you find in an aquarium.
All right. Fish, coral, shells, a pump, and water.
Very good.
He made it.
Congratulations. Katie, you want to play?
No, you'd find nothing in an aquarium because Aunt Jane flushed all the fish.
Okay, we know your Aunt Jane flushed the fish.
Another topic.
I'm sorry,
area,
don't
perhaps.
Get upset right now, but we're playing the game. It's like an example. You
There's know. No.
Are you still upset about Aunt Jane flushing all the fish away?
Yeah.
You were very upset about
the
other day.
It's okay, she's taking the tank away this weekend, so I'll be better about it.
Okay.
But now it's just empty, and every morning I get up and I think, oh, I'll go not turn on the light of the tank.
Okay, thank you very much. Want to play, Katie?
No.
Yeah, come on, Katie.
Come on.
Okay, fine.
All right, here you go. 10 seconds. 5 things you find in an airport. Go.
People.
Oh, man.
People
hold on.
Mover.
I got the wrong. God damn it.
Where's the timer?
All right. All right, ready? 5 things you find at a county fair. Go.
Pigs, hot dogs, funnel cake. We see where this is going. rednecks.
Oh, you only had four.
Didn't quite make
How
it.
How unfortunate.
That's the 5 and 10 challenge.
Damn.
Listen for that on Monday's show. We will have that
Sheep
for you.
Indeed.
We
Sheep.
Got the last segment of Buzz coming up here, but before we do, how many songs do we have left? Oh, my God, I got a million people waiting online here.
Well, we can go through the records pretty quick.
Let's go to Alex in Ashburn, Virginia. Alex, how are you, sir?
Good. How you guys doing?
We're doing all right. How are you doing on Friday?
All right. I'm also starting my happy hour early. Anyway.
Okay. You coming out to the big party? Come on, Alex. If you're starting happy hour, come out to our party tonight.
Yeah, don't be a tool.
It wouldn't be too
I'm
late.
Lots of fun.
All righty, then.
Come see my silk pants.
Okay, thanks right. a lot.
Good night.
Mike
Bye.
In Albuquerque, New Mexico. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing fantastic.
Mm. What can we do for you, Michael?
Well, I'm just... I think you're going a little new style on the songs as far as bad songs.
I would agree with you that the songs
Helen
don't
Reddy
go
is,
back.
Helen Reddy's 37 years old.
Yeah, but you're not going back all that far on most of the songs
well,
that you play.
She is Maybe, not.
Well, I'm thinking anything that Bobby Goldsboro ever did.
And Honey, I Miss You.
Honey, I Miss You. That's
and
the one
I'm
about
doing
the, dead,
well.
The dead wife mm-hmm. and the tree in the front yard, little green apples,
right.
watching Bobby grow.
Yes.
Okay,
I like that.
When we have our own survey next week, I say we start at the beginning of the rock and roll era, 1955. I doubt we'll need to go back that far.
That you're making it that's a very, we don't want to make it too complicated, but I think it's good to go back a ways.
Yeah.
Mike, thanks for the call. Let's go to Rick in Sacramento. Rick, what are you doing?
Hi, Mike. Hello, crew.
Hi.
Hello.
What did he say?
He said, hello, Mike. Hello, crew.
Oh, okay. All right.
I thought he called you Michael.
Mm-hmm. No, he didn't.
All right. Okay. What can we do for you, Rick?
Well, thanks for giving me an excuse to start with a couple shots of Patron in the middle of the workday. So.
I can't understand. It sounds like the guy's got socks in his mouth.
Mike, you're mumbling. Start with what? What have you started with?
I would like to thank you for allowing me to have a couple of shots of Patron in the middle of the day to start my weekend.
Okay, very
Patron.
Good. Thank you very much.
What
we appreciate
Patron,
that.
Mike?
It's a tequila. Hello, TJ in Sacramento. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, hey, I have two things to ask. One, are you guys going to be recording audio for the party at the 8th?
No, we will not be recording audio because usually that gets us into very big trouble.
You have to be there.
You have to be there live. But, hey, fear not. We're coming to Sacramento. Now that wasn't
we'll
fun
take
at all.
Pictures.
That wasn't fun. Everybody, that was Rob's laugh. All right, Rob, play a couple more for us,
all
okay?
All right, real quick, let me recap. Number 10, My Heart Will Go On, Celine Dion. Number 9, The Macarena by Los Del Rio. Number 8, Ebony and Ivory, Paul McCartney and Steve Wonder. Number 7, I'm Too Sexy, Right Said Fred. Number 6, I Am Woman, Helen Reddy. And number 6, You Cannot Touch This.
And what was number 10 again?
Number 10 was My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion. I see what you've done there.
Thank you.
Number 4, worst songs of all time.
Yes.
Aqua.
Hiya, Bobby.
Hi, Ken.
You want to go for a ride?
My.
Sure, Ken.
Jump in.
Katie doesn't care for it.
In the Bobby world, life in plastic.
I just have an urge to dance. I think you should. Okay, Beth Ann, these are the best songs of all time. Of course they are. Yes, that dance seems to we've struck a chord.
Do you play this for your retarded dog?
Yes, your McBrady and Elkhound.
I do.
Very
really?
Good.
Can you go get me a beer?
Beer.
No. Leave that one. There's still a sip.
Ah, Rob's having a very. Rob, what do you want? What number are you on?
I don't know.
Ah, very good.
Okay.
I'm excited
so this
about
is
that.
Barbie Girl by Aqua, and I do recall this one as being very annoying and very, very overplayed.
Okay, what's next?
Number three. This song was mentioned earlier, but not by this artist.
The hell is this?
The strangely sexy Ricky Martin and She Bangs.
Oh, She Bangs.
Yes.
Once again, I gotta tell you, I wanna dance the night away. Yeah. Come on, Beth Ann.
I saw him in concert
because
of this song.
Shake the shoulders and those new guns. Yes, sirree.
3-year-old.
All right, you're listening to Crap Music 105, and here's Ricky Martin. I type-cued it. No, this is a horrible song.
I bet
this
you
is.
Can shake those really horrible well,
song.
Beth Ann.
Let's go to Alan in Locust Grove. Hello, Alan. You're
Hello,
on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you?
I'm pretty good. I have a terrible song that just absolutely ruined all my dreams in
Share
the 80s. It was Eddie Murphy, Party All the Time.
Oh,
pretty good, bad
absolutely
song.
Absolutely a good, bad
pretty
song.
Good,
wonderful
bad
song.
You know what?
I throw up every time I heard it.
I'm putting you on hold. You get a Mike O'Mara Show t-shirt. I completely agree. That is that on the list?
No, trivia question for Mike. Who produced it?
Oh, boy. a major
yeah,
disco
big star,
producer,
big
correct?
Star.
Give it to me.
Rick James.
Rick James, there you go. Bitch. I knew I had that right. All right, Steve, in driving in Dulles, what can we do for you, Steve?
Hey, Mike, happy weekend for you guys.
Thank you very much.
Back in grad school, I used to attend bar. One thing we did on a Saturday afternoon was sing along to the worst songs of the 70s. And the go-to for that, the go-to crap song was always Feelings.
Morris Albert, pretty bad.
Feelings.
Mo Albert.
That's a good one. Very good. I like that. Let's go to Justin. Justin, what's your worst song of all time?
Well, I was going to say Barbie Girl, but I got another one.
Yeah. Okay.
Tiptoe Through the Tulips by Tiny Tim.
Again, a novelty record. I think if it's an out-and-out novelty.
That was Katie, incidentally.
Sure was.
Thank you.
Let's go to Eileen in Baltimore, Maryland. Hi, Eileen. How are you?
Hi. Happy Friday.
Thank you.
I bet you have a special song.
Katie, don't mock our listeners.
No, no, I mean it. Mean? Come on, Eileen. Come with me, guys.
All right, yes. She's doing some shtick. Very sharp, Katie. We're not even keeping up with her,
no,
right?
No, we're not.
All right, what's your song, Eileen?
Okay. And they call it puppy love.
That's classic.
Yeah, the which gum. One? Mm-hmm. Paul Anka or
Donny
Osmond?
Oh, come on. It's the Donny Osmond.
They're Paul Anka, pretty bad.
Sometimes I think you're 75 years old.
I'm only 74.
The Paul Anka one nobody remembers. It's got to be Donny Osmond.
Some of our older listeners remember Paul Anka.
Older. Let's go to Adam. Adam, what do you want to say on this matter?
Hey, I wanted to nominate a song for being the worst one, too.
All right.
Yes.
It's a little bit more new school. It's a song called Chicken Noodle Soup.
What the hell is that?
Chicken Noodle Soup. This isn't Stump the Band.
Sing a few bars for us, Adam.
Well, the lyrics go Chicken Noodle Soup.
Nope.
Chicken
noodle soup. No, you don't. You didn't hear me, sir. I want you to sing it for
sing
us.
Sing it. Melody, please.
This is about how it goes. Chicken Noodle Soup. Chicken noodle
Excuse
soup.
Me, no, Adam. Sorry. No, no, no. Adam, what is the deal? Now, you're a Kansas guy.
You made it
what
clear.
Is it about the Kansas sensibility where you actually ask a person three times to do something and he's not doing it? We need to hear a melody, Adam.
Until a couple of years ago, music was actually illegal in Kansas.
That's good.
There is absolutely no melody in this song.
Oh, there isn't. Okay.
All right.
Well, we'll look it up. Thank you very much. Appreciate the call. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Ian in Maryland. Ian, tell us your tale, Ian, my boy.
How about anything by Toto, such as Africa?
Oh, Toto. Oh,
no, stop. That's
I like
a
Toto.
Fine record.
Toto. I'm, you know, I like Rosanna.
Hold the Line. That
Hold
was
the
Toto?
Line is good. Sure. Toto's pretty darn good.
Africa?
I don't know.
I've watched the rains down in Africa.
Wait till we put the survey up online, and maybe you can actually vote on it. Let's go to Bob in Woodbridge, and then we'll play the last couple of songs. Bob, what can we do for you?
How you doing, guys?
We're doing great.
I think, I hope I'm not too far off here. How about Paul Anka, You're Having My Baby?
Pretty bad.
Excellent. I swear to God,
excellent.
I could not agree more. That is a very
that
good choice.
That could be a finalist on our chart.
All right, Rob, what are the last few that we have here?
Number two, previously mentioned, but still hated by everybody. Uh-huh. Vanilla Ice.
Yeah.
Yo, Vanilla, kick it one time, boy.
Is that a different mix?
Sounds like
no.
it.
Yo, VIP. That's how it starts.
It's got gnome.
Yeah.
One of the most mocked songs of all time as well, and I have to put it on my list as well.
And what I hate about it is that it sampled
a great song. What?
I can do the whole song.
Go ahead.
Did you get into it when it came out?
No.
You seem to know it fairly well, my dear.
I think I was in the sixth grade.
Take it away, Katie.
No.
If you do it, I'll do MC Hammer because I know almost all the lyrics to You Can't Touch This.
When I was in show choir, we had to do Pray.
Okay, show choir, and I'm an old queen.
I'm really scared.
I'm a woman!
She's allowed.
I have to go to Wichita again. I don't know why Kansas gets excited. Richard, in Wichita, what can we do for you?
Because radio's novel.
I got a song for you guys.
All right.
It's Styx. I'm sailing away. That's horrible.
I like Styx.
I'm sailing away.
He didn't even pick the worst Styx song.
You know, we had Dennis DeYoung in the studio one day.
I remember that.
And he played Babe, I'm Leaving. Mm-hmm. And he played on my keyboard that I used back in the old days.
Yes.
And I was very excited about it.
But then so did Mark Russell.
Yes, you're right.
Domo Irrigato, Mr. Roboto. That's your bad Styx song right
Let's go to John and Boise. Beat by Don Johnson. I don't even remember it, but I know it was a crappy song.
Heartbeat.
You remember it?
That was
My heart is beating.
He had two hits, as I recall. One was a duet with Barbara Streisand, and Heartbeat was his solo one, right?
Yeah, it was solo, the heartbeat one. It's just terrible.
All I remember about Don Johnson is beer can.
That's right. Let's go to George in D.C. George, what do you got for us?
How about the Lady in Red?
Oh, I love that. Wow. And that's the overplayed. And I had to play that so many goddamn times with Don.
Lady in Red.
Oh, my God. That was horrible.
Is dancing with me.
That just made me want
to
puke. I like to shut the front door.
Yeah, you shut that front door. That's a bad record.
All right, what's the last one? Let's play it.
I know what you
song.
Are hoping for. Mm-hmm. And it is not Robert McFerrin.
Oh, it isn't.
It is not.
That to me is a travesty.
I know.
I can't believe he's not on the top 10.
That is your least favorite?
That, and incidentally, we're talking about Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Right.
But I have a letter here, and it reads, Dear Casey.
Dear Casey.
I want to send this one out to Bunny McBride.
Who let the dogs out?
Pretty bad.
Who let the dogs out?
Yeah.
And you know why?
But you know, it's tough to say crappy because the song...
But listen to this part.
So many people's imaginations.
But when it goes to this part, when it's like a calypso band, no thank you. Because this part is okay.
It's not. This song's better than Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Rob says no thank you.
And you know, with football season just around the corner.
There's no reason to be rude, Buzz.
I tell you, with visions of Brett Favre playing for the Jets in my head, I kind of like this song. I truly do. Seeing him get off the jet plane and go right into that. Yeah. All right, it sucks. All right, that's it. Wrap it up.
Those are the 10 worst. Close it up, Robbie.
According to the internet, those are the worst songs of all time or Beth Ann's favorite song.
Beth Ann's favorite songs, absolutely. I like that. We're going to get it all set for the website. We're going to put it on MikeOMaraShow.com and let you vote. And we're going to do this whole thing again, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Katie, you were raising your hand. What can I do for you?
Allie's on line 3.
Oh, Allie.
Let's talk to Allie.
Buzz Babe extraordinaire. Let's go to Allie and check in with her. Hello, Allie.
Hi, Babe lovers.
Hey,
how's,
you.
Hi,
how's
Allie.
The pretty party going?
I'm actually not at the pretty party. I'm doing one by myself.
That's terrible to do to a
Getting all
babe.
Groomed up.
Oh, you are? You're getting all groomed up?
Groomed.
Are you all set for the big celebration?
I am. I'm totally excited. I'm sweating a little bit because I just have the windows open, but I'm in my bra and panties, so it really doesn't matter.
Oh, man.
Oh, holy mackerel.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Something seems to have stuck. I don't know what's going on. Well, Allie, we're going to see you in just a little over an hour, and we're excited about the big party on the 8th and the debut of the Buzz Babes.
Oh, I'm so excited for it.
Very good, and I can't wait to see how you're modifying your particular dress.
Yeah,
I'm sure you've done something special to it.
Yes, I have.
We're going to see 10 beautiful women in amazingly small dresses this evening.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and that'll be just a short time from now. We're all going to be out Bungalow Billiards tonight. We want to pack the joint, so get out there. Allie, go get pretty, and we will see you out there, okay?
Okay, later, boys.
Later.
Later, boys.
Isn't sending Allie to a pretty party kind of like sending a pristine automobile to the car wash?
Ooh, Rob. Rob's had some brewskis.
Very poetic, Rob.
Rob's had him some brewskis.
I like it.
He's kind of cute and whatnot.
Yes, Maria. I like the way you looked at Katie for approval over there because she was giving you a very dirty look there.
She was not.
Yes, she was.
She wasn't.
You were kind of like, oh, God, stop it, Rob.
No, I was agreeing.
Okay. Yeah.
Buzz, time for our last segment. What do we got tonight?
It is a presidential primary candidates, you know, are invited to speak at their party's national convention. It's a tradition. John Edwards will be an exception to the rule.
Oh, dear.
Today, he admitted having an affair as charged by the National Enquirer. Edwards says he had sex with 42-year-old Riel Hunter, a campaign worker, but that he didn't love her.
Great timing, Stain. Way to help the cause, moron.
Could he have timed it much worse?
Maybe this will help.
Way to go, lawyer dude.
Maybe it helps that he's denying he's the father of Riel's baby.
No, it doesn't.
Born in February.
No, it doesn't.
What does his fat wife say?
Edwards says he hasn't taken a paternity test, but he says the timing for him to be the father is impossible.
He's going to go easy on the wife. The wife, you know, the wife's not
at
fault
here.
I mean, the wife with the whole big casino stuff. I like the real you slipping through their ass.
His popular.
What does the wife have to do with this?
I don't care for the wife.
Well, that's great.
But
the
wife.
The wife is not at fault here.
Well, how about if the wife had treated him better, maybe he wouldn't have strayed.
Oh, God almighty. Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, send those cards and letters to Rob Spiewak.
10-800 Main Street.
Spewak, but they're going to get you now, brother.
I just fell off the Rob Spiewak wagon.
Yeah, there it is. There's the real Robbie.
Never has a bigger lie than spoken on the radio.
The big Robbie's had some beers.
John Edwards' popular, cancer-stricken wife and others in his his family have known about the affair since 2006.
See,
he
that's
says.
A lie. That's a lie right there.
You don't know whether it's a lie or
I
not.
Promise
you know,
you.
Right now, the only person lying or has been proven as a liar or somebody that's denying or avoiding the truth is John Edwards.
All
that's
right.
what we got to stick with now.
Edwards finally admitted to the affair today after denying it for a couple of weeks. He admitted it in an interview with ABC News. The rest of that interview airs tonight on Nightline. At
what an F stick you can be.
11:35 Eastern.
I hope this
God.
Doesn't ruin their anniversary at Wendy's.
Oh, my God, Rob.
God. I, for one, am shocked.
Yes, he's yeah. terrible, isn't he?
Perhaps he'll supersize the delay and say, I'm sorry.
There you go for you.
We have really, really good news this evening about the presidential race that will give hope to the hopeless in America.
Can I get another beer, please, while we're hearing
Mr.
about that
Mr. Mike
hope?
Is very thirsty.
That will help. But here's the good news. A man who brings fresh blood into a stale government, a man with charisma. I'm talking, of course, about Ralph Nader.
Oh, that's good news. Yeah.
28 states.
Oh, listen to this.
28 states have now put Nader on the ballot for November. Yesterday, Arkansas and West Virginia signed on.
West Virginia?
Nader, make me proud.
Nader says,
hey, what's going on this side?
He hopes to have his name on the ballot in 45 states by September 20th.
Way to go, Drew. Thank you very much.
Is that enough to win if you're on in 45
no,
of the 50?
No, it wouldn't be enough if he was on 50.
Oh, he's just splitting a goddamn vote.
I don't think that's happening this time
I
around.
I don't think so. I don't think anybody will bother.
I really don't think we're going to see him have the same divisive effect that he had on the last
one. Don't you see? If he wins, they might bring back the Corvair.
Oh, now you made Mike spit out his beer.
Very safe product.
This is Nader's.
A delightfully safe product.
Nader's,
and a timely reference.
Wow.
It's Nader's fifth run for president. He's 74 years old, you know, which some say is too old.
Hello.
Younger than Reagan was.
I want airbag.
A man with a history of psychiatric treatment is behind bars in Florida for allegedly threatening to kill Barack Obama.
And George W. Bush, I believe.
That's correct.
Or John McCain. I forget which
no,
one
it was.
No,
it was Bush.
Was
Bush
his name
and
Charlie
Obama.
And he's got a wife named Cher. I'm going to die tonight, aren't I?
Yes, you are. That's Katie that said that.
You're going down with Rob,
that's
actually.
That's Katie.
We'll be in our own booth.
Ray Geisel.
Katie
said,
Powers.
Said this thing.
Oh, my God.
10800 Main Street.
Ray Geisel made his threat just days before an Obama visit to Florida last month, according to some of the guys in the bail bondsman class Ray was attending.
Hey, is his name Craig?
I don't know.
Craig, this is Katie laughing at you. That's terrible. I'm
his name was
it.
Charlie.
Was it Charlie?
Charlie and Cher.
Charlie
and Cher, they're off somewhere in the southern part of the state breeding little
somebody
inept children.
Somebody jump and save my life.
Ray Geisel says he told the, or apparently told the classmates in his bail bondsman class that the Secret Service, that he had these plans, and then later the Secret Service found a 9mm handgun, armor-piercing bullets, body armor, police-style emergency lights, a machete, and two canisters of tear gas, to name some of the items they found.
They got him, though, right?
Yes, they did. Classmates quoted Geisel as saying, if he gets elected, I will assassinate him myself.
Is it easy to get an A in a bail bondsman's class?
Straight A's.
Beautiful, baby.
That's what I got when I took the course.
How are you doing with that?
I'm trying to grow my blonde hair longer. Just refer to me as dog.
Going to need a ponytail. Mm-hmm. One classmate says she also heard Ray say that he hates the current President Bush and wanted to pull a bullet in his head as well.
Ray seems to have some issues.
Geisel says he only remembers parts of this because of his post-traumatic stress disorder.
Oh, so he's okay. He's just sick.
No problem. Not like Charlie.
8808 is a special day, not just because of the party on the 8th.
Oh, that's the best thing about it tonight.
Public debut of the Buzz Babes, but it's also special because a lot of people see 8808 as a magic omen.
Oh, as a magic omen. I know it's
very good for you, Joe.
Good in China.
Yes. Yes, many of these people are of the Asian persuasion.
Amen.
And many of them are in Las Vegas this weekend to get.
Oh, big bet for me,
monkey.
They're getting married today.
Oh, marry me to roulette wheel.
That's what I did wrong.
The casino chapels report this is their busiest day of the year, this 8808.
Amazingly popular number in China.
Even surpassing Valentine's Day in popularity in Las Vegas chapels.
It's so good to put a $5 in a slot machine and win the big.
I play roulette all evening long and bet 8 every time.
It's going to win every time.
Beijing. I just wanted to say that. Play it again. I just want to say it one more
time.
Say
it again.
You like it from the friend?
Yeah, here we go. Beijing.
Well, now you're just screwing around.
I know I am. Sorry, I just gotta go to the couch.
The city clerk's office says 400 couples picked up licenses on Wednesday in Vegas, and even more yesterday.
I win almost $400 pig pie gal poker.
This is great. I so excited. Oh, this air killed my wrong.
It's so bad for you.
I'm very frustrated. I am going to do this and wear the big hat for China.
I have one question. What name of city where you live?
Beijing. All right, Buzz, we got to take a little break and go to the couch.
Well, let me note that as an internet-ordained minister, Mike can marry you tonight at the Bungalow Billiards and Brewing Company in Chantilly, Virginia.
I'm not marrying nobody tonight. I'm going to say hello, and then we're going to introduce the Buzz Babes, and then I'm going to say goodbye, but I'm going to hang out.
I want to get married, Mike. No.
I'm right here.
Okay, oh, my God.
They have to come with license.
He can't wait. Your flying days are over, buddy. That's our story when we continue.
I ain't marrying nobody. We'll be right back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.